It's been over a month since the federal government's small business stimulus program launched, but many mom-and-pop businesses are wondering, where's the money? Advocates complain that the first round of small business money went to larger firms, but in the current second round, it appears small businesses could see better results. WBUR is teaming up with the Spanish-language newspaper El Planeta to deliver bilingual stories. So in this report this morning, WBUR's Simone Rios and El Planeta's Tibisay Seya look at small businesses in two Massachusetts communities most affected by COVID-19, East Boston and Chelsea.
Business was good for Claudia Gallego, good until the state of emergency was declared. She owns three businesses in East Boston. Her bar has been closed since mid-March, but her bodega and butcher shop have stayed open. They're essential services, though she says business over the last 2 months is down 80%.
And she's losing money. Some of her customers are afraid to leave the house, and others just can't afford to buy food. Gallego says she has applied for any help available, including the $659 billion Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP.
6 weeks later, Gallego still hasn't received any money. And she's not alone. A survey by the nonprofit East Boston Main Streets found that of 105 Latino-owned businesses, just five had been awarded a loan under the first round of PPP. Gladys Oliveros heads the nonprofit.
It hurts me to say this, Oliveros says. The hair salons and barber shops, photography studios and clothing boutiques, those are the type of businesses having a hard time accessing the relief money, and many of them simply won't qualify at all.
Oliveros says there are two major obstacles to getting the money. Many of the mom and pops don't have their accounting in order, which puts them at a big disadvantage against businesses with as many as 500 employees.
Second, when all or some of the owners are undocumented, Oliveros says the government won't allow them to receive bailout money.
They're the source of life for us, she says, where we buy food every day. East Boston's neighbor to the north is Chelsea, the city with the highest infection rate in Massachusetts by far.
We could have tumbleweed going down Broadway unless we figure out a way to take care of small mom-and-pop businesses.
Rich Cathy runs Chelsea's Chamber of Commerce.
I look at what chamber colleagues around the country are doing, and they're all talking about, you know, the grand reopening, and they need to have a celebration and this and that. And I'm like, are you kidding me? We're trying to keep people alive.
Cuthy says he's afraid of what could happen if the bailout money doesn't reach mom and pop businesses at the heart of the city's shopping district. And even when businesses do reopen, he says there'll be another problem. Will people eat and shop and spend money in Chelsea, an epicenter of the coronavirus, if there isn't a vaccine?
We can say we're open for business all day long, but if the customers don't feel safe and confident in going back, these are all things that are impacting what our downtown business districts are going to look like.
Cathy says the first round of PPP left out many of the businesses that are the lifeblood of Chelsea. But he's seeing signs that the second round is going to smaller companies.
A recent study by the Cambridge-based National Bureau of Economic Research found that in parts of the country where the coronavirus did the least damage, businesses were twice as likely to receive PPP money as those in the hardest-hit areas. That was under the first round of the program, and just 15% of the businesses in the hardest-hit areas had gotten the money. Still, the Small Business Administration, which is managing PPP, says it's already helped nearly 100,000 businesses in Massachusetts with some $15 billion in aid. The SBA also says the current second round of funding has been more effective at helping smaller businesses.
I want people to know that there are resources that can help them.
Bob Nelson heads the SBA's Massachusetts office, and he's encouraging businesses that haven't applied to get on board. For round two, he says the SBA is taking more steps to make sure even the smallest businesses get help.
We're here and we're accessible. Send us a simple email to the Massachusetts District Office and say, I need help. My preferred language is this, and we'll connect folks with resources.
One of the changes under the second round of PPP helped 27-year-old Joanna Mateo access a loan, one that does not have to be paid back if 75% of it goes to payroll.
Mateo owns a restaurant in Chelsea with her three siblings. She says she tried to apply first through a conventional bank with no luck. Then, with the help of a local organization, she turned to PayPal, one of the finance tech companies allowed to process PPP money under the second round. She got less than $20,000, not a huge amount, but enough to keep the lights on and make hires if needed.
Because of the lack of steady cash flow that we suffered in April, it just gave us a little bit of breathing room as we continue to assess the situation and adapt to what might be the new normal.
That new normal could mean the end for some mom-and-pop establishments. Experts say not all businesses will survive.
But for others, the federal assistance could make the difference in a time some economists are comparing to the worst times in U.S. history. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.
And I am TV's Isaiah.